From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Debt relief for Africa will be a big topic at this week's G8 summit in Scotland. Leaders from major industrialized countries begin their meetings tomorrow. Tanzania is one of 14 African countries slated to have its debts canceled by the G8. Over the last four decades, Tanzania has received billions of dollars in foreign aid and loans, but it remains an extremely poor country. NPR's Jason Bobian reports.
At the Bunjae Primary School, about 25 miles north of Dar es Salaam, student Edward Onesfo is sitting at a desk, and for this, he's extremely grateful. When we were sitting on the floor, it was difficult to write, Onesfo says. But now, sitting at a desk, it's much better, it's more comfortable, and it's easier to pay attention to the teacher. The public school has also added several new classrooms, and class size has dropped from 120 students per teacher to 70. Tuition, or school fees, as they're known across Africa, has also been eliminated. Onesfo says things have changed dramatically over the last 2 years. The changes at this primary school and hundreds of others across Tanzania are a direct result of an earlier round of debt relief known as HIPIC. The Heavily Indebted Poor Countries Initiative wrote off $2 billion worth of Tanzania's debts and freed up tens of millions of dollars for primary education. The debt relief funds, however, are being tightly controlled by the World Bank and the IMF. The new classrooms at Bunjae Primary were built under a World Bank program in which money is released only after the local community raises a portion of the costs itself. Tenda Newa, the assistant principal at the school, says the biggest problem facing the school now is that after so much focus on primary education, there are only enough secondary schools to accommodate 10 to 15% of his graduates. Tanzania is a nation that, on paper, has a lot going for it. It's blessed with huge tracts of arable land, there's plenty of water, but 3 decades of a centralized socialist government left the country with very little functioning infrastructure and a stagnant economy. Ernest Sala, the head of the United Nations Development Program in Tanzania, says that despite billions of dollars in development assistance, the country had made little progress against poverty until the mid-1990s.
It's not very easy for one to tackle poverty, maybe over a decade, unless you've got a fantastic growth. So far, what has happened? There was so much to tackle. I think of necessity, the government had to address the fundamental issues first.
The current president, Benjamin Mkapa, who came to office in 1995, opened up Tanzania's economy, tried to rein in inflation, and move the country in a more capitalist direction. While there's been some progress, Tanzania's per capita income remains one of the lowest in Africa. And it isn't that the developed world has turned its back on Tanzania. Currently, 40% of the country's national budget comes directly from Western donors. In the capital, Dar es Salaam, beggars with shriveled legs steer their hand-crank wheelchairs through the congested streets. Young boys selling peanuts clank handfuls of coins to try to attract customers. The smell of freshly peeled oranges and smoldering incense mixes with the stench of raw sewage that spills from the crumbling municipal sewers. Gideon Shaw, a reporter with the largest Swahili weekly in the country, Rai, says one of the biggest impediments to development in Tanzania is corruption.
We have failed completely. And it seems like no one is ready to do anything. We're talking of grand corruption here.
Shaw is still irked that the president spent $40 million on a new jet and only told Parliament about the purchase after the deal had been signed.
Why do you do that? Why do you need to do that? If it's not because you have a cut somewhere.
Despite being one of the poorest, most heavily in debt countries in the world, each member of parliament in Tanzania is given a brand new 4x4, which can cost as much as $70,000 here. Shaw can't understand why Tanzania doesn't at least have a uniform fleet of government vehicles.
This government has all types of cars, from Volkswagens to the latest Mercedes-Benz, 6-door. So you ask yourself the rationale, why that such a poor country run such expensive cars. Why?
He believes it's because the current chaotic system allows for kickbacks when each new vehicle is ordered and then later when the various brands need to be serviced at various garages across the country. Shaw concedes that the previous HIPIC debt relief helped Tanzania, But he's worried that when it comes to the billions of dollars that are about to be written off by the G8, no one wants to say definitively what they're going to do with the money. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.